Welcome to the bad boy pod, talking bad boy bards, make a good girl nuts with the bad boy swag. Having conversations that a bad boy mad, sit down, relax, kick back, have a blast, enjoy the bad boy pod, brought to you by Lady Pods.
He must be an angel.
With smile on her face. He must be an angel, it's a she.
I mean,
who is that?
That really was good. Did you hear that?
Who is that?
Yeah. I'm just happy to be here.
Samesies.
Samesies. Are you cozy under there?
Very. I'm under a little blanky boo. Are we recording right now?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be asking that.
You are under... Well, you already did. Yeah. You are under a blanky boo. One of my aunts got me that blanky boo like years ago. It has Walt Disney, we'll put it in the slider.
Yeah,
it's like a fleece blanket, and it has like the classic Disney mansion. What is it, a castle?
The Disney mansion.
Are you distracted by your Instacart?
Well, I thought he was done, and now I'm getting all these fucking notifications.
What does he want to replace with what?
It says, hi, this is Chez,
your
Instacart shopper for today. If anything you've ordered is unavailable. Like, why is it sending now? I think there's, like, some fuck up with their system. Just get out. Anyway, sorry. That's so annoying.
It's okay.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Bad boy. The blanket, but it's
Oh, fine. No, it's a beautiful blanket. It's like a sunset. What is this scene on here?
It's very not really. Purple.
It's quite purple. It anyway, looks like a Beauty and the Beast
visual
thing.
Medium. Maybe you've heard of it. Right. But we're going to post it in the slider, so, like, doesn't even matter.
So check Wilmer.
Check out Wilmer. So
official slider sound.
I just want to like get something on my chest.
Oh no.
Charlotte said.
Well, wait. Hi, okay. Welcome to the pod.
Oh, sorry. It's Zoe.
I'm Zaid, and my name is Zaid, and
you're so beautiful, so much.
You're so beautiful. I love you so much. So beautiful.
So beautiful. You marry?
You so upset. We'll talk upset. About 90 Day Fiancé later.
Yeah, just stay tuned.
I do think also Bad Boy on the Block, mm-hmm. Really early edition. Do think there are more mosquitoes in this room.
There are a lot of mosquitoes in here.
I'm going to kill myself. Anyway.
What do you think it is?
I don't know.
Ugh, well.
Why are you asking me? Do I look like a bugologist?
We're going to have so many bug bites. We'll put them in the slider.
We'll put our buggies in the slider.
Charlotte said that this is just something I've been internally struggling with. She said, like, last episode we talked about Paul Hollywood. You can go back and listen if you haven't.
Best episode ever.
It wasn't our best.
No, you're right. It really
was not our best. But she said,
I would say the Jerry episode. Jerry Seinfeld's our best
like
if you're looking for
creme de la creme.
If you're looking for a real winner.
Yeah, I mean, which sucks because we're in for a new one. So could it be this one?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
Probably not. I mean, we're never
going to. I've already forgot how we're doing. Just kidding.
No, you can never forget.
He has a very Jerry spirit, though.
You think he has a Jerry spirit?
He has a Jerry rising.
Okay, fine. Charlotte said that Paul Hollywood and Great British Bake Off was very niche.
Okay, whatever.
And I just, like, I don't think Bake Off is niche, but I do think people think because they're fans with Bake Off, they're like, part of the rebellion, or like they're so different from everyone. It's like, oh, I like I love it, it's so relaxing, they're so nice to each other. Like, yeah, we've all had that thought. It's fucking Bake Off.
Mm-hmm. it's not like
maybe it was niche a couple years ago, but I think it's mainstream now.
It's so mainstream.
I know.
It's not an original thought to like or hate Bake Off though either.
It's not.
No. You can hate the host though. I hate Paul.
You hate Paul and you hate Noel.
I don't hate Noel. He's just like not as funny as the old host. You know what I mean? I like Noel in other mediums, not in this.
Okay, well, shots fired against Noel.
Yeah.
Julia just flipped off her phone very like...
to the Instacart. It's just like keeps sending me notifications.
Very sincere about that, about flipping that bird.
I have really long fingers today, too.
I'm sorry if he replaces your jalapenos with serranos, but I think you'll be fine.
Honestly, they do the dumbest things. It's like,
I know.
Oh, you wanted La Croix?
Or they'll be like...
Here's Gatorade.
You wanted broccoli, but would you be okay with broccoli? Like, it's the same thing, but it's, like, non-organic.
It's like, did you want the non-organic broccoli? Because, or they just,
so
like, throw a frozen sack. Oh, yeah, they do.
They throw a frozen sack. A
frozen sack.
Julia served me half-frozen pizza yesterday. Just kidding, but the tomatoes were still very cold.
It was...
But I appreciate dinner.
I was so hungry by the time we put it in there, too.
I was very hungry. I was
like, what are we going to eat? Should we eat?
I know we were going to We weren't even thinking about eating. No, we were being dumb. We were being irresponsible women.
Bad boy us.
Bad boy us. But who is your bad boy on the block?
Let me look her up. I know I'd like know by heart my good boy this week. Can you imagine? Oh my God. Speaking of broccoli. Holy shit.
Interesting.
I can't believe it. What are the chances? I cannot fucking believe it, actually. I was in an Uber the other like day. I think it was last week. I don't know. It was this week, obviously.
I'm excited to see how this is going to do with broccoli, to be honest.
It would smell deeply like cooked broccoli.
Mm. Was there a tuppy of it? That's what I call Tupperwares.
You know, that was my first thought. I was like, what? Is there an open tuppy in here?
I hate when there's an open tuppy in the back of the fucking Lyft. Like, this isn't a Lyft line.
I mean,
I'd expect that out of a Lyft line.
I don't think my neighbor listens, but, and I love my neighbor deeply.
Yeah, we fucking know.
And they're so sweet.
Uh-huh.
But one time I got in a pool and she got in with me and I was like, oh, great. I'm riding with my fucking neighbor. That's perfect. Like, I don't have to go anywhere to drop it off. What did she do? This was like actually, I was on my way to your house.
Did she? Oh, so she knows where I live.
No, she doesn't actually. Because, listen, this is a bad boy blast from the past.
Over here. Okay.
I will listen. So then I don't remember what this day was. It was fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. It's always crazy in Alvarado. I mean, that's just whatever.
I mean, that's the name of your memoir.
Yeah.
Or sitcom. It's your multi-cam sitcom.
Terrible.
It's crazy on Alvarado.
Kill myself. It is really, I've never been spit on so much in my life.
Oh.
So my Lyft driver's like, can I get gas? And I was like, oh, fuck, I guess get gas. God. And then we're like getting gas and my neighbor opens her Tupperware of food and starts eating. It smelled terrible.
What kind of food was
and
it?
And also we didn't even get gas because this woman was just like kept cutting people off. Like she was like going ahead of the line. She
didn't
was being,
even get gas.
This, I got out of the car cause I was like, I'm going to call a new Lyft.
Oh,
cause
damn.
It smelled so bad.
What did you rate them?
I don't know if I even rated them.
Can you rate the other passengers in the Lyft? No.
No, I wish you could. We should do it.
You would sabotage your neighbor like that after they bring you so many quiches?
I mean, I didn't sabotage her.
Do you
this
think
was before
they would
the
open
quiche.
Up a quiche in a Lyft? This was before quiche. Pre-quiche.
This is pre-quiche. This predated the quiche that they kept dropping on my doorstep. They do that a lot, and I love it.
Yeah, ye old quiche drop.
Well, honestly, one of them was just like, when we haven't seen you in a second, we're just like, we should drop off some food at Julia's.
It's not like you're starving in there, and that's why you haven't left.
I mean, I think they legit think so.
Frozen pizzas.
I'm eating wet things.
You love to eat wet things.
I love it.
Cool. Da-da-da-da-da. So that's your first bad boy.
Did I even finish it?
You just said that it smelled like steamed broccoli.
First, it smelled really bad, and then it made me hungry. It wasn't steamed. It was like cooked. Like it had
How
been.
How was it? Like
first, it smelled farty.
Oh.
And then it smelled kind of good.
How do you cook your broccoli? You put them out your
in
ass.
My toilet.
Yes. In your toilet. Yeah. That's special. It is a delicacy.
Yeah. Yummy.
Okay. Yeah. My first bad. Well, I Why have not? Like two bad boys from the block of the past.
Okay.
Which is what you just did because like I couldn't really think of any.
We're allowed to.
We're allowed to, but
bad I boys like of bad boys past. I guess because it's spooky
bad
month.
Bad boys past. Oh yeah, it is spooky. Will you play a drop for that?
What like what's spooky enough?
Yeah. That's
or.
So spooky. Boo. No. One of the dumbest things you've done. But it's fine. I'm glad no one else saw it.
Yeah.
This is why we don't do videos because Julia would never be able to look at herself the same way. So the Calm app, it's supposed to make you calm, right?
Oh, great.
And sometimes it does. Good boy Oren, he.
Oren.
I know, not the
Who
best
the
name.
Fuck is Oren?
I didn't say good name. I said good boy. And he has like a meditation. Donkey. Thing whatever I like him but the Calm app I there's sleep stories or whatever and I was listening to one and sometimes I like the nonfiction ones
sleep stories
I've never heard of this
no
app.
Not at all
it's basically a podcast you have to pay for
Yikes.
So good so for wait, me.
These are intended for to make you fall asleep?
Yes.
So they're not very good.
Correct. It's basically just an app of really bad stories. Just
damn. Like shit sounds writing. Great.
I know. We should have,
shit writing
we
app. Should,
we need a nap.
Let's pitch.
Let's pitch,
we
baby.
We suck.
You know what? Just put this episode on the comm app.
Yeah.
Nothing lulls me to sleep like some sexual misconduct allegations. Moving on.
And gobbling.
So I was listening to this one that was like facts about sleep because I was like, maybe this is sort of interesting. And it was just going through all the things and it was like, to fall asleep the best, don't use a screen an hour before bedtime. And I was like, well, I just watched so much TV. Don't drink coffee after 1 p.m. And I was like, well, I had so much coffee. And it was making me super anxious and I couldn't fall asleep even more.
What a shitty little story. I mean, not your story, but like, what a
enough,
bitch.
Good enough to make it on the comm app.
No.
Like, it's too good.
This story's good enough to make it on the comm app.
I know.
I mean.
And I got really stressed out and I couldn't fucking fall asleep because they were shaming me for how I live my life as an
right.
alert person.
Ugh.
And then they say things like, don't think about falling asleep. It's like, well, that's all I'm going to think about now.
Hello?
And then I get very annoyed.
That's so annoying. That's literally the worst thing
I know. That's
earth.
Not going to fucking calm me down.
No.
What? Anyway, that's it.
No, I mean, like, I'm never going to download this app, I don't think.
I don't think you should. Because their podcast, like, I listen to BBC In Our Time, which is just, like, British people talking about boring things. And ugh. That's free. And that's better.
That would put me to sleep like that.
It would put you to sleep like that. And it's honestly, like, if you're paying attention, it can be interesting, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. I don't know. Do you have trouble falling asleep?
Not really. I can fall asleep anywhere. Fell asleep getting my nails done this week. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, in GBs?
In GBs.
Okay. Because sometimes Tony update. I guess Tony's been a bad boy recently. But I now mean,
He's back, baby.
He's back.
Yeah. I'll get into it later.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a happy girl.
You're a happy-go-lucky gal. Do you have any other bad boys on the block?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I mean, any bad boys in the wild? Any bad boys in the shows? SVU this week was... Oh,
it was like a Jussie Smollett. Yeah. Would we do him? I don't know. Controversial.
Yeah.
If you guys think we should do Jussie Smollett, email Diane at ladypartsmag.com.
Yeah, just email her pics of him. I don't
email
know.
It, yeah,
really
email her your favorite picture of Jussie Smollett.
She will just jack off for hours.
Or you could tweet it at Bad Boy Podcast.
Yeah, do that.
Just a little plug there.
What yeah, was I follow just, us oh, or
SVU.
Die. What?
At first, I thought it was going to be like an Ed Buck story about like a rich white man who kills gay black men.
Oh.
But then it turned into a Jussie Smollett.
I hope they do an Ed Buck.
And also, Olivia's son Noah is now a ballet dancer.
Yeah, and like 17 years
like,
old.
He like came out on the last episode. No, he's like 6. But I had a feeling they were going to do that. Oh, and we will put this in the fucking slider. But I saw a dance of... The kid who plays Noah, he's a dancer.
Is he what?
He's an actual dancer, and he did this like interpretive dance to the Law and Order theme song.
What?
And once I saw that, I was like, okay, so they're gonna have him become a dancer, and then
holy
they did.
Shit! Holy shit!
Hire me.
That's
right.
So. I mean, yeah. I mean, just like, can you hire us both to write?
SVU?
We'll fucking do it for free.
That's not quite hiring, but it's fine. Anyway,
right.
So I'll have to show you that later.
Yeah, good boy for sure, though.
Yeah, good boy for sure. Wow, wow. Okay, so
we should get a drop from that. But, like, not the obvious one. Boom, boom. Not the...
Yeah, we're not obvious.
No.
I think the wow, wow.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
That's so sexy.
Yeah, wow. We've talked about that.
Oh, and rest in peace to Stan. Why are you so mad?
Oh, yeah. Give him the Jerry finger.
Where is it?
Yeah, so
rest in paradise
Stan, why are you so mad? Been a drop for a very long time, possibly since the beginning.
Yeah.
But we had to make room for a new one. Have you even played the new one? Not the Who Is That.
Boot it be better. I haven't. You're
beautiful. I love it.
And
you're never gonna use it.
Where would you?
It's just so hard not to keep singing along to it. It's the problem.
Yeah, when you hear James Blunt, you know.
I mean, speaking of James Blunt.
Go
James
on.
Franco is our bad boy this week.
Oy vey. Mr. DM your daughter.
DM your
Jesus Christ.
Your daughter. I love that.
Hide your kids.
I love Mr. DM your daughter. Also, he did, after he did DM your daughter,
yeah.
He tweeted, hide your kids.
Did he?
Yes. He was like making fun of himself. He was like, I guess I'm the worst person. Hide your kids. And it's like, no,
I am not comforted. Jesus Christ.
I do find him very physically attractive. But you know what? I don't think he was in Freaks and Geeks.
I'd fuck Elon Musk.
And I would.
What do you mean? What do you mean he wasn't in Freaks and Geeks?
No, he wasn't that hot in Freaks
and Geeks. Oh, I was like, what, you think it's a conspiracy?
He hadn't grown into his teeth yet.
I did not watch Freaks and Geeks very much, you know?
Well, it revolutionized the genre.
No, we had Degrasse.
I know, and I like Degrasse.
Whatever it takes. Sorry.
Okay, so James Franco, net worth, $30 million.
Wow. Let's start off with that.
I was just curious.
Hottie. Going back to his looks. Let's just objectify him a little bit more.
Yeah.
He hot. Yeah.
Okay, so we already mentioned the 17-year-old, so let's just get into that. So that was in 2014. That was pre-me, too.
I thought you were gonna be Jesus Christ.
I liked that one.
No.
And she posted her Instagram DMs with him where he tried to meet her in a hotel room.
Yeah. What did he say? He was like, hey, how old? Just making sure you're over 18. She's like, LOL, no, I'm not.
Yeah. And then, but age of consent is 17 in New York. So there's really nothing wrong with what he did.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Obviously. Also.
Wait. Great. Does that make it okay that Jerry, I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So that was like he was really sliding under the radar?
You mean you're talking about Jerry Seinfeld dating a 17-year-old? Yes. Yeah, I guess it was legal.
That's so crazy.
But he was much old. I mean,
so much older. I don't know. Like in his 40s?
But it really is more about the power dynamic.
It really is. That's a common thread.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And anyway, so then
He
tried to meet her at a hotel. She posted the things. He was like, whatever, I'm sorry. That was me.
Ha ha. Ha ha. I'm a creep.
He's definitely a creep. And then in 2018, height of Time's Up, Me Too era.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking
Weinstein. In the Robin thick of it. I'm sorry.
I liked it. Who is that? One second, Lucy.
Who is that?
I really every time think it's you.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the same way. I mean, you know what I mean. Yeah, you know what I mean.
I do.
Mike Rinda.
So at the Golden Globes of that year, who are you texting?
I'm not texting anyone. I was just looking at my...
It's unreal.
At the height of Me Too.
I don't care that you did that. Anyway, he wore a Time's Up pin at the Golden Globes. This is like how it all started.
Just wouldn't wear any pins for anything.
I know. Never wear a pin except a Diane pin.
Exactly.
Please rate and review the podcast for a free Diane pin, of course.
Yeah, please do that.
Or not, whatever.
I mean,
it's honestly on you.
Every night I don't see when I have a heart attack, so.
I mean, yeah, so if, Julia's heart is in your hands.
My heart is in your hands, and leave us a 5-star review, and if you leave us a 1-star review, Diane will come to your house and haunt you.
But that shouldn't be incentive. That sounds sort of like incentive.
It does? You like, want her, like, what if...
I mean, she already haunts us.
She haunts all of us.
She really does. Also, if you know a Diane, there's, like, a woman in your life who is, like, a literal fucking Diane, email Diane at ladypartsmag.com. She loves to see herself around
and other
the world.
People for sure. Yeah, like, yeah. Send us a pic too. Snap a pic of a Diane in her natural habitat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. What's that?
Or
Payless Shoe Source?
Yeah.
Those don't exist anymore.
It's true. Or like the, I don't know, cereal aisle.
Christmas tree shop.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, yeah.
I love a good Christmas tree shop.
Glue gun aisle at Walmart.
She
and
loves
Michael's.
A glue gun. It's her weapon of choice.
It's true.
So. When he wore that Time's Up pin at the Golden Globes, 5 women accused him of exploitative sexual behavior, including, like, pressuring women to have oral, give him a beijer. And his personal assistant posted, like, these text messages that he sent her where he called her a bitch and a, like, retard.
Yikes.
Yeah, he said
that's
the word
so
retarded.
I mean...
Donkey.
Yeah, so, I don't know. So 5 women came forward then in 2018... And he went on his apology tour on Colbert and then Seth Meyers. Did you watch those videos?
Yeah, the Seth Meyers one was just kind of... I mean, Seth was like a little
hard on him. He was.
He was just kind of like asking him again and again, I guess. Just right. kind of like, and how do you think? And you don't think you should reach out to blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And
right.
he was just kind of being so... James Franco was just... I don't know. He still denies it.
He does. He was like, those allegations are false. But then he said this like, weird thing, which was like... I'm not going to actively refute things publicly because I don't want to like speak against the Me Too movement because the Me Too movement is so important. And if I like speak out publicly about how they're wrong.
And like, he wasn't really even saying that they were wrong fully. They were saying like, that's not the whole truth. And it's like, so wait, some of it is true. I think it might've been I don't know. It was one of those like, it was either Wendy or The View or some shit in my little clip brigade. Mm-hmm. TMZ did not have any fun clips of they only had fun clips. No like no serious ones at yeah. all. Right. They were just kind of like, James Franco is something, something. Yeah, and you're like, yeah. I don't give a shit.
Right.
He's walking out of
He's
like,
never been people's sexiest man alive.
He's never?
No, he was Uh-oh. Someone else's.
That's a crime.
It was like Salon magazine.
Okay.
I know, which isn't even real. Like, Cosmo does he UK. Own it?
He probably does, actually.
Yeah, it seems like the type of like, thing he would do.
What does he own, honestly?
I guess back in the day, though, Scarlett Johansson supported those women when they came forward about him.
Oh, she did. And she was just, like, alluding to something, I right. guess, too.
Right.
Yeah, fine.
There's a lot of alluding going on with James.
Yeah.
And then this year, he is currently being sued by former students of his.
Right, from his, like, acting school, which yeah, is so lame. Yeah, he had, so
like, an acting school where, like, people would pay to go learn from him. And he, like, made women audition for a sex scenes class where, like, he would teach them sex scenes. And he's fucking freaky as shit.
That sounds like some kind of weird harem.
Yeah, no, it
does. I mean, it just sounds like he started a weird cult. Like, and was if he wasn't in NXIVM, I'm so shocked.
He must have... He... You're right. He seems like a cult leader.
He does seem like a cult leader. It sounds like some R. Kelly shit. I'm going to teach you how to have sex scenes.
I know.
Have sex scenes.
Have a sex scene.
I love it. So beautiful. Have sex scene.
And he taped their auditions, which is so freaky.
That's disgusting.
And they would frequently be topless.
Oh, right. He was like, take off your shirt.
Yeah.
He's so gross.
I know.
Was his girlfriend in the acting school?
I'm not sure.
She was one of the accusers, yeah. kind of lumped in.
Yeah, she was lumped in. The personal assistant, he did date her also. So maybe that's the one that was lumped in.
Interesting.
Yeah, no shocker there. But so he's currently being sued and blah, blah, blah. And so he basically, him and what they're alleging is that he pressured them to do sex scenes. That were like beyond what the industry standards were. And they'd say like, if you do the sex scene, I'll give you a part in my next movie. Or if you don't, I won't.
He's so gross.
I know. And it's like this weird, I mean, I don't know if it's a gray area, but it's like he did. It says there was a movie that he was filming that hasn't come out where there's an orgy scene. And usually when like, in movies, they're like simulating oral sex. I guess like the woman wears like a plastic guard over her vagina. So it's like, it's fit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I guess they recorded a sex scene and he like took the guard off of the woman when he was.
That's so fucking weird.
How crazy
That's
so is so creepy. That? Yeah, I do really think he's bad.
I bet he kept the guard.
Ew, stop it.
He's such a creep.
You think, you watch Dexter. Donkey. Do you think he had one of those, you know how Dexter had that like box of slides
no.
of blood drops of all of his victims? Do you think he has the plastic guards?
Yeah, he has a bunch of plastic pussy guards. He's a creep.
He loves pussy guard. He's really a creep.
He's so into pussy guard. It's disgusting.
I mean, do you even like that pineapple dental express? Dance?
No. The weed?
Yeah. Okay, baby.
420. We don't have any like weed related.
Oh,
ones
do we
here.
Need one?
Boo-doo-bee-bee-dee. Yeah, we do.
If you guys have an idea about what our weed related drop should be, I guess it could just be cause I got high. Is that too duh?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't want that one. Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
Ba-da-da-bup. That could be one.
Oh.
Or one
do
of those.
Do you prefer like a tune or with lyrics drop?
I kind of like a tune sometimes just because it's just like everyone know, when you know it, you know it.
Right.
And I love the suspenseful GBBO, by the way.
I know. That
it's
is
like
a good
one of my new faves. That and the Jerry Finger are really.
I know. And those do. I mean, we've discussed. They have similar vibes. So I can understand why you would want the Because I Got High one.
I would say because our podcast is a vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you guys get it.
Are we not a vibe? Email Diane. She won't understand what that means.
What is our vibe? Is it magenta?
Yeah. Is it puke yellow?
Your puke is yellow?
I mean, just like that shade of puke. I have seen some Roxy puke.
What shade of yellow? Mine is like whatever food I ate, I guess. So do you just exclusively eat yellow foods?
Mm-hmm. Only squash and bananas, baby.
Ooh, the squash and banana
just
diet.
Just peels. All peels, baby. All the fiber.
That will be the name of our diet book. Okay. And okay, also James Franco.
Mm-hmm. Also James Franco.
He'll be the spokesperson to our diet book. He can.
Can I also? Yeah. I should change my Instagram or Twitter handle to also James Franco.
Okay, if you guys have an idea for Julia's alternate Instagram handle identity, also James Franco.
It's going to be a meme account.
Oh,
that steals tweets and reposts them. It's going to be called also James Franco.
It's going to be the most successful thing we've ever done.
Honestly, yeah, it'll surpass anything. We'll just be like, we'll post one stupid ass meme with like a cat face in it.
Let's start an account where we just steal our own content and post it on there.
Yes.
Such a good idea.
Yeah. Our tweets are so good.
They're so fire.
We're so funny.
I can't believe it. So Busy Phillips alleged on the set of Freaks and Geeks in her book, which I read, weirdly enough.
Okay.
It's like, I don't even read, but I read this.
I can't even read.
You can't?
And I've written two books.
Oh my God. Sorry. I fucking know.
Wag alert.
I was about to say email StatsCan. By StatsCan, it's a book. Julia wrote a sixth of it. But not to doubt, and a fifth, a sixth and a fifth, so you know? Respectively, but not to downplay, I've never read even a sixth of a book. I mean, that's like what, like a bunch of pages? Anyway, moving on.
And when
on.
I need to read, I use Google Translate.
Busy Phillips alleged that they were doing a scene in Freaks and Geeks where she had to like push him in the scene. You read this?
No.
Oh. And so she did it, and he fucking snapped at her, screamed at her, was like, "Don't you ever fucking touch me like that again," and pushed her down, and she fell down to the ground.
Aggressy Betsy. Abusey Susie.
We have no proof of abuse. I mean, well, definitely abusive behavior, but not punchy. Not a punchy lunchy.
A cabbie slammy deaf.
Definitely. He slams cabbies.
He like goes to get a glass of water in the middle of the night. Fucking slams
even
a cabinet.
Even when he's alone. He has the soft closed drawers, but they still manage to slam. He's very talented.
He's a very talented slammer.
I just feel like he's the type, like... He went back to like Columbia University. Shut up.
He like took up smoking for a role. Shut up.
Oh my God. And now he smokes for real.
You're so cool. I want to smoke for real.
He definitely thinks he's very
cool. I miss it so much. Smoking. If you miss me, email Diane.
It doesn't miss you.
It doesn't.
It doesn't think about you at all.
I miss cigarettes so much.
I know. Well, you said you had a drag.
I
think that's why you miss it now. Mm-hmm. It's back on.
Oh,
your
no,
mind.
No. I've been thinking about cigarettes for weeks.
Well, if you relapse, you have to talk about it on the pod.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's your punishment.
That's my punishment. I'll be the bad boy.
Yeah. I mean, I won't say anything. I'm a very supportive friend. Everyone knows it.
Email me directly if you want me to start smoking again. I'll do it.
Ship her a
I'll
carton.
Fucking do it.
Does he hate his mom? What's his relationship like with his parents?
Well, he has his brother, Dave Franco, who seems like the more normal one, who's dating Allison Brie, or married to Allison Brie.
Yeah, he's not quite a Michael Kutcher.
He's not quite a Michael Kutcher, but he's also an actor, and he's successful.
Is it Michael Kutcher?
Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe I got that right. Look up Ashton Kutcher's brother.
Real
I have to say Kutcher so
I would say
slowly.
Bill Gates energy.
Bill Gates
energy. We'll put him in the slider.
Put him in the slider.
Oh my God,
finally.
Wilmer, finally. Oh,
finally a reason for me to post.
Post a picture of Michael Kutcher.
You know what? I feel like this show is just 6 degrees of 70s show separation. And it also is. Like kind of a fan cult sensation for them. And also, like, we talk about the people from that show a lot. We've talked about Mila. We've talked about Ashti. We've talked about Wilmy.
We've talked about
every
Danny.
Week. Danny.
We talk about Wilmer.
I dream
name
about Topher
other,
Grace
name
every
one other
night.
Podcast that talks about Wilmer Valderrama every week. You can't. Plus, Mark McGrath every week, baby. We don't stop.
We have the hits.
We do. We do. To you, by Lady Pods. That's my amico for you.
Yeah. What do you think of my ballroom blitz idea?
Okay, so
for the bad boy blitz,
share it with the pod.
I wanted my amico, the dude who made our
theme song.
Right, that's what it's called. I was going to call it cover song. No, not the same thing.
Not the same thing, but yeah.
You know, I wanted him to do
ballroom blitz.
The bad boy blitz.
Right, of course.
For when we do a blitzy.
Yeah.
And
also,
but then,
please,
like,
email Diane with your ideas for blitzy.
Yeah, please. We want to do a cartoony one.
Yeah, we talked about cartoons. So if there are any evil cartoons, bad boy cartoons.
Was there TV Dad?
Krusty
we
Krab.
To do? Krusty Krab. I don't know who that is. What? Oh, no, that's SpongeBob?
Yes, it's his money-hungry boss.
Me not a spongy fan.
What?
I think I was like, we're 3 years apart.
Okay, look. SpongeBob has moved beyond age. He's ageless.
That's fine, but I was probably in middle school when it came out.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Whatever.
I was on to finer things. Okay. That 70s show, which is all I talk about.
I know, you love it. Talk about ballroom blitz some more.
Talk about ballroom blitz instead.
I think love when you talk about ballroom blitz.
Yuck. Yucky, yucky. And if you want to hear it at least one out of 15 times in a shuffle, follow Bad Boy Bops on Apple Music and Spotify.
Bad Boy Bops.
A fantastic
Bad
playlist
Boy Bops.
That I keep updating when I remember to. Bad Boy Bops. But also, yeah, and then just replace like all the little names in the Bad Boy Blitz songs with our pet names. If this is interesting, email Diane. If it's not, kill me.
Well, okay. I think you should replace it with the names of our bad boys.
I think that's weird because we have too many bad boys. Like, are you ready, Rudy? Giuliani? What? No.
Email Diane.
Yeah. I mean, like, if it's our pet's names, it's like Roxy.
Sully Mercy. I know. I get it. I get it. Whatever. Okay.
Is this cool, fun, and interesting?
Definitely. Did you see The Disaster Artist?
No.
James Franco won a Golden Globe for that when he was
congrats.
Wearing a Time's Up pin.
Honestly, and God love him for not that.
God love him for what?
Like, I don't even know. I just, at least he's Jewish, I guess.
I know, I guess. I mean, that's
the only
something.
Redeeming quality about him.
Yeah. And he's... Alison Brie defended him, though.
Oh, congrats to her.
I know. It's like... Yeah.
Why? Oh, because she's married to his brother.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I guess I'd be defending that if I was married to his brother, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you wish you were married to James Franco's brother?
Not really. I don't think about it, you know?
Yeah.
But now that I'm thinking about it, I still don't want to be married to James Franco's brother.
Yeah, he doesn't... Dave Franco. He's also famous, though.
For what? Being a scientist? I don't know. I
no,
just assume
he's
that
an
everyone's
actor.
In what?
I don't know, like movies.
Oh.
I want to say.
In like English muffin commercials?
Yeah. I mean,
ooh,
frozen
I would French
love
fry
that
commercials.
Gig. Orida?
Orida.
I actually saw a commercial I really liked the other day. It was about factory farming. No, what was it? It was like open free-range eggs.
That's just in Zoe loves farms and she's obsessed with them.
Spicy?
I love eggs. I'd fuck Elon Musk.
I would. And no, but there was a really funny commercial for eggs. You haven't seen it.
No. What was it? I do like when they like make commercials for literal food.
Right. It was like some people, it was like talking about how like free range eggs is different from cage free eggs. And cage-free eggs, they're, like, still in a very small space, but free-range eggs, they have this whole farm, and they, like, were... It was good. Whatever. Good ad.
But no, explain it.
I can't.
What do you mean? Okay, can I explain my favorite ad in the world?
Yeah.
Do you remember this one? It was... I think it was for, like, IBS or something.
an ad for IBS.
It was like for an IBS medication. Uh-huh. It was some medication.
Yeah.
It was for like some tummy shit. Uh-huh. It's this redheaded woman uh-huh. in like a full body onesie, and it's like nude colored. Uh-huh. And it has just like the outline of her intestines. And she's just following this woman around acting all crazy behind her throughout her entire day.
What? Is this an old commercial?
I don't know. In the last like 5 to 6 years, I'd say.
Oh.
And it was like, I don't know.
Usually we really know the same commercials, but I feel like we're really missing each other today.
I will put this in the slider. Okay. She looks, it's like the most accurate representation of diarrhea I've ever seen in my life. Okay. Some like annoying redheaded woman.
We need more accurate representation of diarrhea in media.
I think I look like diarrhea. Let's be honest.
You look like that woman, female. Let me show you. Lady diarrhea.
I'm looking up lady diarrhea right now.
Okay. I mean, have we talked about the vitamin water commercial where they sing?
Oh, we haven't, but I love that one.
I know. It's so good. How does it go again?
Vitamin water. Yeah. Da, 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 da. Oh, what is it? I would be a little.
I used to be a hero. Well, I'd be my mother.
When I'd be as good as vitamin water. See, I couldn't find it on. I looked on, like, Apple Music to see if it was there, mm-hmm. and it wasn't, and I was pissed.
The vitamin water song.
How I about can this rip one? It.
And half goes the dunker. You know which one?
No, I don't know the okay, dunker. Whatever, ad.
It's fine.
Oh my god. Redhead.
It's a redhead slam dunk. No. All right. Email Diane if you know what I'm talking about. How about this one?
Hump day. Oh, you know what? It was for constipation, I think.
Oh, okay.
Not diarrhea.
So it was, well, you know, two sides of the same coin.
Irritable bowel, yeah.
Okay, I have not seen this ad.
Verberzi. Hold on.
That's the most hideous fireplace I've ever seen. We'll put this on the slider so you guys can see how disgusting the facing is on this fireplace.
Yeah, I mean.
Also, like, how does the woman not wearing the nude suit with intestines on it look more schlubby?
I mean, she's kind of hot.
The diarrhea?
Definitely hotter than the woman who has diarrhea.
She's doing like rock on symbols.
But look at this next one. Just like, this is, I think, the ad.
Sorry, but this commercial makes me want to have IBS.
It makes me envious of people who have diarrhea.
I know. It's like when you see a hot person wearing underwear and you're like, I want that underwear so I'll be hot. Now I'm like, that model has diarrhea and she's fucking hot as hell. Give me some of that.
I had a friend in college who was like, she had IBS. Oh, wow. I mean, shout out to Sarah. I won't say her last name.
Okay.
But I love her. Oh, she's one of my best friends. But
okay, well, you certainly know a lot about her. So
listen, I have an intimate relationship with her asshole, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So the highest honor of like friendship, I think, for us was being like, if you were stranded and you shit your pants, I would bring you a new pair of pants.
Oh.
Because like she had done that a few times, like on the
subway.
But
if she was stranded, how would you get to her?
Like, not stranded, but like, I mean, stranded as in like at the subway station and she like shit her pants.
Oh.
I would like come to meet her with a new pair.
Oh my God. One time
I'd never had to do that, but like, that's the highest honor, I think, of friendship.
One time I had the absolute worst diarrhea and no. I was like, I was with my friend Emma and we were in Costa Rica. And we had
terrible
gone,
place to we have had diarrhea.
Gone to this, we had gone to this like beach where no one was, and it was very pretty. And we like it was very like picturesque. We like got a coconut and we cracked it open on a rock and we ate it. And then like I was walking up to the road and we were biking back to where our hotel was, and it was like a 25 fucking minute bike ride. And I tripped and I broke my pinky toe.
Oh.
But you know, you're thinking, isn't this a story about diarrhea?
100%.
Yeah, and here she comes. So we start biking back. And
your pinky got diarrhea.
My toe pinky started pooping everywhere. No, that's not what happened. But I was like walking back and I was like, I think that fucking coconut is running right through me.
Oh God, we would be and terrible on Naked and Afraid.
We pulled over on the side of the like Costa Rican highway. And I had a diarrhea on a beautiful beach.
Honestly, dream shit.
Dream diarrhea.
It's dream diarrhea. Can I tell you about my worst?
Yeah.
This is my worst and best and funniest, I think.
Also, please email Diane your worst diarrhea stories. Diane at ladypartsmag.com. This time I'm serious. We'll send you a pig tooth.
We're fucking serious. We could not be more serious, but we love to talk about shit.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make it short though, because it's about shit. It was Christmas. Mm-hmm. I don't remember how many years ago. I was the only one who got sick randomly. Mm. I had just taken a shower and like washed my hair, straightened mm-hmm. my hair, and then immediately got on the toilet, like threw up in the bathtub and was like shitting. Double. I was doing a double. No one else was
sick. A double
double. Yeah, a double double. I like interrupted my mom when she was getting ready.
You threw up in the bathtub.
Yes.
See, I always wonder like if I'm ever in a situation where I'm having diarrhea, of course, and also vomiting, secondly, of course, like, where would I aim my vomit? I feel like most people go for the trash bin.
Yeah, there was, you know, I should have gone to the trash bin, but I was like projectile vomiting. Is there this moment
when you go for the trash bin where you're like, should I put my butt in the trash bin or my face in it? I'm very good at making it to the toilet when I need to throw up.
Me too. So there's like one time I did it in my hand. Okay, I'm not even done my shit story.
Oh, okay.
This is the worst part. So then my mom like left.
While you were double doubling?
I was double. I mean, eventually she was like, you're okay. I'm going to go to a party. And my brother left to a party. Oh, and I was just with my dad. My dad was, I don't know. God knows.
He joined in?
He also had to shit. No one was doing this but me. Like, no one was dying but me. And then I got in bed. I was like trying to sleep. And then I farted and I sharted. And it was in my new.
Oh, my God. Picking the slider.
If I can find the pants, I'll put them in the slider. It was okay. My new plaid flannel pajamas that I got for Christmas.
Oh, fuck. Wait, when was this?
I don't remember. Like 2010?
Okay.
It was like like a while ago. Maybe 2009.
Okay.
It was a while ago. 10
years. That's pretty fine.
Right.
A little old to be shitting yourself. But it's like we get diarrhea sometimes.
It was... This was fucking food poisoning.
Also, send a photo of the pants you sharted into Diane.
This was food poisoning, though.
Yeah, that's not fair.
So then I, like, waddled to the toilet.
Oh, my God.
And, like, I brought my phone with me.
Was there, like, a load?
I sharted bad.
Okay, new drop.
So I brought my phone to the toilet with me and just, like, was sitting there terribly and, like, called my dad. And I was like, I shit my pants. Oh my and he God. Was like, how did it? And he's Russian as hell. And he's like, how? And I farted. He said, don't fart.
And then he honestly, took, it's not bad advice.
It's not bad advice. But then he brought me new pants. He like threw them through the door.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And then I like put the shit pants. Yeah. I like kind of like. Shoved them to him and he literally cleaned the shit pants. He's so
he
cheap.
Just throw them out.
I would have just thrown them into the fucking
and you
fire.
Still wear them.
I still wear them.
Okay, so I think we could shut the door on James Franco. He's definitely shit his pants, and also he's probably met Mark McGrath.
For sure. I feel like Mark McGrath has been, like, at the mall, maybe, like, the fucking mall in Sherman Oaks or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Is that the one I'm thinking of?
It's on fire.
It's on fire, for sure. Bad boy. I forgot to say. Bad boy fire, yeah. Silmar, on fire. Bad air quality.
Bad air quality. It's probably going to be fine, though, by the time this comes out. Or we'll be dead.
Who knows? I won't be in the city. I'm fucking in Palo Altis next weekies.
So fun.
Don't kill me.
Zucklefuck will be there.
Can't wait to be in the same city as Zucklefuck. Love it.
Okay, who is your good boy this week?
Who is my Tony T-Bag.
Tony T-Bag, he is back. Tony T-Bag, her nails are whack. No, just kidding. They're very good.
Hashtag Where's Tony update. Tony's back, baby.
Yeah.
I finally like actually got my shit into gear.
Yeah, sure.
And called on a Monday and was like, when's Tony T-Bag in?
Mm-hmm.
And she scheduled me in for Wednesday.
So he's only in on Wednesdays now?
Tuesday, Wednesday.
And you didn't ask him where he's been?
No, I don't know why. I got there and he was smoking outside.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's so Tony.
It's so Tony. And I meant to get a creeper shot and I thought I took one, but I didn't.
Oh, God, I really wish you did.
He was like Batman. And I don't know anything about movies, but he was crouched.
Definitely like Batman.
He really is, though. But he was crouched like on a cement thing smoking. Mm. And I was like, that's very like, you know, he's kind of like a little gargoyle, but in a good way.
Okay.
Always watching, waiting.
I would love a statue of Tony. You're
beautiful. Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't?
He's a nice man. Okay. So what was I saying? Tony. Oh yeah, so whatever. And then I had a two timer though. I had two men waiting on me.
You had your feet and your nails.
Yeah. And so like another dude with like this very new man who literally took two hours.
That's who did Charlotte's, I bet.
Oh, the new man?
Yeah.
Takes forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was complaining of her chippy. Should we put that in the slimy?
Yeah. So Charlotte got a chipped toe. Wow. Chip she's toe. Really getting so many mentions.
Chip toe alert. Yeah. I mean, I guess Charlotte's our best friend and also mascot, super friend of the podcast.
Yeah. Super friend.
Who's going to get the pig tooth though?
She hasn't even bought merch yet. So public shame on her.
Public shame, Char. Get a fucking t-shirt. What's wrong with you?
A t-shirt.
Sorry, Char. I didn't mean it like that. Do you want this? That was pretty perfect.
That was amazing. Julia just threw a joint across the room and I caught it when it was flaming.
It was flaming and on fire.
Okay, so that's your good boy?
Yeah. Oh, no. You know what? Oh. Let me just elaborate.
Yeah.
I got, they're fucking sharp as hell.
They look and they very look good. We'll put that in the slider.
Yeah. And I also have green fingies again on two of my
what?
Nails.
Yeah. Because of the lady?
I don't fucking know. I hope I never have to, like, leave Tony again.
You won't.
I only feel safe with Tony.
I know.
When my hands are literally in his hands.
I feel safe with anyone. I am equal opportunity.
You're a
safe.
Slut for
I'm a
nails.
Safety, I'm a safety slut.
You're a safety slut. Safely. Safety first when coming.
Honestly, I agree. And sharding. Oh, my good boy is this new podcast I'm listening to. It's called The Thing About Pam.
Okay.
And it's from Dateline NBC.
Who Pam?
Well, you have to listen to it, but there is a thing about her. And it's a true crime thing, and it's about like this woman who dies and they immediately first suspect the husband, obviously, and he gets convicted. But then her
justice is served.
But then justice is eventually served when the tale takes a surprising turn.
Oy, oy, oy.
It involves another murder. Deception.
I need to listen to this.
What's it called? When there's a life insurance payout.
Oy, oy, oy.
Trust fund. Baby, it's all in there.
Oh my God. That's the thing, classic American tale.
The Thing About Pam. And the Keith Morrison, who is the narrator or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know him?
Yeah.
Such a good voice.
I love a good podcast voice.
He has such a great... He's like, The Thing About Pam. Anyway, that was really bad, so...
It was not... Sorry, now I'm froggy.
Yeah.
It was not great.
It was not great. Okay. Yeah.
It was
Thank you.
Great.
It was great. Any other bad boys?
Great.
Good boys.
Good boys. We're in the good boys still, right? Oh, I was going to say, do you follow the Scott Peterson thing? I mean, I'm pretty sure he's dead. He's dead.
No.
Scott Peterson
is dead? Anthony. Peterson.
Lacey Peterson.
Yeah.
And Scott Peterson. And like that.
He died?
I'm pretty sure they killed, like, they executed him, didn't they? Did they not execute him? I was watching this, like, two-parter, or I think it was two-parter. Ooh, no, it wasn't. It was a thing on Hulu. It's like an 11,000-parter.
Oh, he's on death row right now.
On Hulu. He's on death row still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but like, he's on death row in California, so he's not gonna ever
I don't think there's killed. Really a twist, and I really think he did it. I really fucking think he did it.
I think
it
he
still.
Did it, too. We could do him on the pod.
We should do him.
Okay, Scott Peterson.
I don't want to do him, but I want to do him, you know?
I would do him.
Right.
And he would probably do me, to be frank.
To be frank, new Donkitude.
Cool. So Masked Singer.
Masked Singing update.
We both got duped by the Eagle, who ended up being Dr. Drew. I guessed Bill Maher.
And I also am horny for Dr. Drew now, so I feel doubly duped.
I guess I understand that you think he looked hot. We'll put that in Wilmer. But, like, he did look kind of good underneath the Eagle mask.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why they kept guessing Kid Rock. They guessed Kid Rock multiple times, but, like, we know Kid Rock. He's currently...
probably just, like, setting up in his Detroit...
He's probably sipping whiskey out the bottle.
Yeah, not thinking about tomorrow.
No, never.
Unofficial good boy of the pod, Kid Rock.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Even though he was a bad boy once.
He was was a bad boy at one time. You know, I think he's reformed a little, even though he's Republican as fuck.
He's like, could not be more Republican.
I mean, like, is he now, though? I wonder if he's distanced himself from Trump or if he's, if they're thicker than Robin, you know?
blood is thicker than Robin.
We should just do a bunch of, like, Robin thick memes. For, oh my god, we should do them for,
Also James Franco.
Also James Franco. Yeah, for... No, for Valentine's this year. They okay. should all be Robin oh, thick ones. Oh, they should.
I love that.
Yeah.
Robin me of love. No, wait.
In the thick like of that. It. I'm in the thick of it with you.
I'm in the thick of you.
I'm in the, yeah. I want to make thick inside oh. your fucking cavern.
I want to make thick in you. Moving on from that.
What are they? So, I'm so obsessed with Big Mouth right now.
Oh, I know. Big Mouth is so good.
What was that? Thick oh, inside God. Her. Oh, what? Oh, yeah. Thick inside her warm. Mm. I just keep quoting Big Mouth, and it's a real problem. I'm becoming like a college kid the last quoting Anchorman.
The most recent season's good.
I fucking can't wait. I'm in season two. I'm trying to savor it, but I'm having a problem.
Mm. Well, you don't need to savor anything. I mean, like,
Binge-a-roo.
The world could explode tomorrow. Don't savor anything.
Binge-a-roo, screw Magoo.
Binge-a-roo, screw Magoo. Here's what?
One bad boy we're forgetting.
Uh-huh.
Fucking looming daylight savings time. I'm fucking pissed. Fuck.
It's gonna be so bad. It's gonna be so dark.
I hate it.
Why? Because of the kids in Montana? Make them go to school at night. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I'm pissed at the kids in Montana. Fuck those
kids.
They
suck ass. Have you ever met someone from Montana? Probably not, because they don't leave, because they're mole people.
Ugh, yuck. I hate mole people.
Mm.
But honestly, if you've met a mole person, if you live in New York and have, like, maybe even lived among the mole people under the subway, email Diane.
Definitely. She's that'll be our first guest.
Diane did marry a mole person at one
point. Also, what do you think? Should we have guests on the pod?
Yeah, if you want to be a guest, email Diane and we will...
we'll make it happen. Okay, I think on that note, we can probably close up shop here. Mm-hmm. Unless you have an impression. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true. Okay, so I have nothing.
Okay.
Do we have
a 90 Day Fiancé update? Like, what's going on? I don't know. I feel like we're inches away from, what's it called?
A 90 Day Fiancé murder.
I fucking wish.
I mean, someone would murder. At least a suicide.
Angela. But I also, if someone out there wants to buy me, this is my version of an Amazon wish list or something, okay. Which I'll also post if someone wants to fucking be my sugar daddy, and buy me shit. All
right, you heard it first. Julia wants a sugar daddy.
You heard her first. I want free stuff.
Sugar daddy or bud tender?
Sugar da.
Okay.
No, still bud tender.
Okay.
But also, I just really want a cameo from Angela of 90 Day Fiancé. I think that would really round things out for me. Or Danielle.
Do they have cameos?
I'll take any cameo, honestly. Oh, also, did we good boy the Masked Singy Boys that we met?
I met Julia's best friends who designed some of the masks for Masked Singer, and they were very awesome.
They're not my best friends at all. I mean, I wish they were.
Yeah, they were very cool. And they also designed Katy Perry's left shark, right shark.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Trending topic, which is very cool.
Can you imagine?
So they're going to design something for us so we go viral.
Yeah, they're going to design a pussy cover for
a plastic pussy guard.
When I do, when I join. Bad Boy
Pod branded plastic pussy guard. Would you buy that?
I would when I want to, you know, join an acting class.
Okay, so after you buy Julia her cameo, why don't you go ahead and prototype that pussy guard for us?
Should we start a sex improv class?
Oh.
Where we learn how to do sex improvisations?
Yeah, I won't go, but I will collect some of the profits.
Yeah, and I'm going to have those pussy guards there.
Okay, free giveaway. And obviously, pigtooth giveaway. So, yeah, I guess that's that, and...
You know, Diane, she's lonely. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Brought to you by Lady Parts.